you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful show teed up for you. At first, I'm going to talk about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, and then I'm going to talk to you a lot about a business opportunity with a shout out to a specific group of individuals here in a little bit. But first of all, the most commonly asked question that I have received with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, over the past 21 years is, and it's a really good and important question, hey, Steve, when's the right time to move? Move from our home to assisted living, long-term care, memory care. When should we move? We don't want to move too soon because we really love living here. We don't want to wait too late. Okay, when is the right time to move? And obviously, there are a few examples of when it's extremely obvious, and you just can't miss it. But most of the time, it's not so obvious. So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Okay, and the first issue: when it is no longer safe to live at home. So we have a safety issue, a lot of examples of that, and I think I've heard them all. But a very, very common one, leaving the stovetop burners on. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard all of the stories. And a lot of these, by the way, pretty obvious, they're related to having dementia or having some form of cognitive issue where you're just forgetful. So leaving the stovetop burners on, obviously that's an easy one to fix. You can flip the breaker that goes to the electric stove, cut off the gas that goes to the gas stove, and you can fix that, but that's a major, major safety issue. Wandering away and not able to find your way back home. So going out for a walk and ended up, you know, a couple of miles away, walking down the street, not sure where you're at or how to get home. What might be even worse is driving away. My own grandpa did this. They lived in Topeka, Kansas. He went out on an errand and ended up in Lawrence, Kansas, not that far away, but it wasn't Topeka, Kansas. It's probably about 30 miles away. And fortunately, I was able to find him and get him home safely. But that's a major, major issue. And a lot of these missing persons reports or maybe bulletins are in the form of a silver alert. I see them all. They're just happening all the time now, where someone is looking for a loved one who either walked away or drove away, and they're missing. And usually that ends up in a positive way, where they get home. Once in a while, you'll hear a real tragedy in a situation like that. Another one, malnutrition and dehydration. That is a major issue. Not eating right, not drinking right, unsanitary living conditions just due to the inability to take care of things around the house, take care of yourself as a person. Injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations, those are all fairly obvious. Don't ignore them. All these things are signs of you to take action and do something about it. Here's one that flies under the radar: not taking your medications on time, or maybe not taking them at all. So taking your medications on time and properly, that becomes more and more important as we get older and older. But guess what? A lot of times you may forget to do that, and then that could have negative consequence. Elder financial abuse, that one makes me sick to my stomach. It is so common. It is unbelievable. So when there's a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, this is a very close number two, maybe even a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. We're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course, your physical health. So what happens, and I think I see this most frequently when you have an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. And they're doing the best they can, but at some point they're just not able to keep up. And they're just being crushed by the weight and the stress of being a caregiver. So as a caregiver, men and women, we place our own needs on the back burner. We're second. And we put the needs of the person we're caring for, because we love them so much, we put them first. Then we start skipping our doctor's appointments and dentist appointments, and we start bowing out of social events, and we withdraw from our church, and all of a sudden we're just out here on this island, and we're really starting to fail. Stress is a very, very powerful and destructive force. And I won't get into all the gory details and all the terrible stories, but let me just say this. I've heard way more than I ever wanted to know about people who passed away because of this crushing pressure of the stress of being a caregiver. They passed away before the person they're caring for. And now who's going to look after them? You can't let that happen. So if you're the family and you're seeing your mom caring for your dad caring for your mom, and you're seeing some negative ramifications on that, you're going to have to do something about that. You have to step in. You've got to do something. And you should consider bringing help in, or consider moving to a senior care community. Number three, it could be a financially driven decision. When the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, that could do it. That could do it. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care, bringing someone in, professional help on an hourly basis. It could help you remain independent at home for years and years to come. But the fact is, the cost of home care, as with everything else, has gone up quite a bit. When the need for in-home support increases to 24 hours a day, you're going to be looking at $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I don't know too many people who could afford that for very long. So it could be a financially driven decision. And then number four, last but not least, when the care you provide is just not enough, you just can't keep up. Why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager? And become an advocate for your loved one, meaning get out in the marketplace, choose a great senior care community. Let them do all the heavy lifting. Let them worrying about the medications and what to have for dinner and shower time and all of the things, and making sure that they receive everything that they need, and their activities and their sleeping schedules and all of it. Let them worry about that and take care of that. That's what they're paid to do. And then you can transition back to your traditional role of the loving husband, the loving spouse, the loving wife, the loving son, daughter, granddaughter, grandson. You can transition back to your role and be there for them, and speak for them, and look after them, and help the staff understand. Dad's a night owl, or mom's up with the chickens in the morning. She gets up at the crack of dawn. Okay, I had one of my clients, he had to educate the dietary staff on what to feed his mother and what not to feed his mother, because she was kind of picky. And the thing that caught him off guard was, he said, "Never serve my mother fowl." And they're like, "What? Come again? What'd you say? Look, if it has a beak on it, she's not going to eat it. She won't complain. She'll just go without." So he said, a nice turkey dinner at my house on Thanksgiving? Nope, didn't happen. Right? So and grilled chicken and eggs for breakfast? None of it. She won't eat it. Right? And so speak for your loved one. Advocate for them. Be there for them. Make sure they receive everything they need. And return to your original role of whatever that was. So those are the four things that should trigger the conversation of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's always a good idea to wait until the last minute to choose a senior care community. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It is always a good idea to wait until the last minute to choose a senior care community. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And if you've listened to this program for any time at all, you knew it was false. I'm constantly preaching proactive, proactive, proactive. Do not wait until the last minute, because guess what's going to happen? The best places in the market, they have waiting lists. They're typically full. They may have a waiting list of one or two or three people. They may, like some of the places I've contacted recently, they have a waiting list of somewhere between 19 and 20 to 30 people on the wait list. I am not exaggerating that. They're the best places. And guess what? Everyone wants to move in to the best place. So if you wait until the last minute and you absolutely have to move, then you're going to be stuck with the inventory that's currently available. And it may not be at the best place. I'm just telling you the truth. So, and guess what? Sometimes stuff happens, right? You could have a fall. You could have there could be a stroke or a heart attack or some unexpected medical event, and all of a sudden you have to react, and you have to do the best you can. That's when I think my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we may do our best work in those type of emergent type of situations, crisis situations. But everybody is a lot more comfortable, and I think overall would make a better decision without the pressure of that crisis bearing down. So if you think that you're going to need to move in the next 3 or 4 months, 6 or 8 months, maybe even upwards of a year, for less than a year, it is not too late to get out, do your homework, make some decisions. Get your name on a wait list or two. And then at that point, it's just managing the wait list and figuring out the exact time that you need to move. But at that point, you are in control. You are really managing the whole process, and you have made decisions and choices that you're going to be able to move into some of these places because you've been proactive. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, so I'm going to shift gears. A lot of you know that with Senior Care Consulting, and I'm going to start to break this down here, but with Senior Care Consulting, we offer a placement service with integrity. We help our clients through the search and selection process so that they can make an informed decision, move forward with confidence. And it's a spectacular service. It's a red carpet service. We do roll out the red carpet for our clients. And I've been wanting to expand the footprint for quite some time. And so now Senior Care Consulting is expanding nationally through the franchising model. So we're going to kind of get into this. But first, I wanted to just share a story with you. I don't know if I've ever even shared this on the radio. I may have maybe once. But I want to tell you a story of what really propelled me to start my own business in the first place. And I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this. So I was hired as a vice president of sales and marketing for a large senior care company. And frankly, I turned down an offer from another company that would have paid me more money. I thought this one paid a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. But I felt like, but it was less. But I felt like this was a better career move, and just had a better, you know, longevity and career path, and you know, all of those sort of things. So I felt like this is a better long term fit. So I was excited, and I started with the company. And I had been there for about, you know, less than 3 months, and I was, just as a side note, I was in the air on company business during 9/11. That's about a two beer story. Let me just say that. Maybe I'll share that one of these days. But that was, I mean, obviously I made it, but that I'll tell you that story another time. So I come back from one of the trips out around the country, trying to figure out what we have and where we could do, you know, improvements and all of the things that a vice president of sales and marketing would be responsible for, getting the census up, et cetera, et cetera. And I get a call in, and my boss said something to the effect of the company had kind of come into some financial issues, and we need to do a knee-jerk reaction, and we need to eliminate a lot of the positions and just kind of ride this thing out. Well, they eliminated a lot of positions, and I was the brand new six-figure VP. So guess who's the first guy got cut? That was me. Less than 3 months. About a week before that, I found out that my wife was pregnant with our second child. So I went from employed to my position was eliminated. It was right after 9/11. No one was hiring. And now I have a wife pregnant with our second child. And we were very excited about that. But there we go. There's a lot of stress right there. That was on a Thursday. That next Monday, a few days later, we find out my wife is pregnant with triplets. It was right after 9/11. No one's hiring. So I called my wife from the car on my way home. I was very upset about this. And this is not the first time that that's happened. Okay. I've been downsized and right-sized and involved in multiple mergers. Every single time, I was never the incoming. Every single merger, I was the outgoing. So I've got all kinds of war stories where somehow just corporate America just never quite worked out for me. I told my wife, went home, kind of licked my wounds, had my tail between my legs. It's painful. And they said, well, Steve, you know, don't take it personal. It's just business. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm taking that personally. Right. So and then my wife, you know, finds out a few days later, we're expecting triplets. We both kind of freak out. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? It was at this moment that I vowed this would never, ever happen to me again, ever. Having my destiny in someone else's hands. It was at that exact moment I decided to start my own business. And I said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Can anyone relate to that story? I know a lot of you can relate to that story. And I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you stream your podcasts. All right, so I shared my story with you. It was at that moment I said, never, ever again. And I'm trying not to swear. My blood pressure's going up, reliving all of that. Oh, it's not personal, Steve. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that. It was personal. It's 100% personal. At that, about the same time, I was watching over my grandparents, and I have told this story. I helped them transition from their home to a senior care community. I had been doing a lot of prayer, a lot of praying, asking for guidance, and I was just trying to figure out. I felt like I was at a major fork in the road. Can anyone relate to that? Where it's decision time. You're going to have to choose. You're going to have to go that left path or the right path. And that's when I decided to create a service helping other people in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. Through that search and selection process when moving from your home to a senior care community. And that's now called Senior Care Consulting. And again, we're expanding through the franchise model. We have prime territories that are wide open. I'm looking for the right people to expand into all the prime territories all across the country. I am particularly interested in speaking with people who have experience in the business of senior care. So, for example, nursing home administrators, assisted living executive directors, directors of nursing, sales and marketing representatives, business development representatives. And there are other functions within senior care as well that I think could probably do a great job. If you have an excellent reputation in your marketplace, you may be a good fit as a senior care consulting franchise owner. If you have worked hard in your marketplace to develop business relationships throughout all levels and types of senior care, you may be a good fit to become a senior care consulting franchise owner. If you have relationships with elder law attorneys, estate planning attorneys, home care companies, home health companies, hospice providers, financial advisors, and other professionals that could refer their clients to you for placement assistance, you may be a good fit to own a senior care consulting franchise. If you've been burned by employers, like I have, how many times? And if you're tired of working hard to build someone else's business, if you're tired of working hard to make someone else's dreams come true, maybe it's time to explore owning your own business and working for yourself. See if you can relate to some of these stories. These are real stories. And I could probably go on for hours with stories like this. So I know of a nurse. She was an LPN. She worked very hard to earn her degree and become a registered nurse. So the first of the year. She informed her employer of this, and they were supposed to give her a pay raise up to the RN rate rather than the LPN rate as of the first of the year. And here we are in March, by the way. However, they did not follow through. She discussed this with them several times, and still, just crickets, nothing. To make matters worse, she knows of another LPN that did the same thing, got her RN, and she got a bump right away, first of the year, just like it's supposed to happen, but not her. So she finally had to say, hey guys, if you don't change my pay rate to the RN rate, By 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be handing in my notice. I mean, she had to really just completely force the issue. And, well, what do you know? Voila. It was taken care of. Just like that. Click. Just in a matter of minutes. But then they had the nerve to be not unhappy with her. And they reprimanded her for being unprofessional. Can you believe that? Because after all, how dare she stick up for herself? So they reprimanded her for her getting on to them about them not doing their job. This, this is an employer that doesn't give a rip about her. They could not care less. And they just demonstrated that to her. So if I had to guess, she's probably going to be looking for other opportunities because of that whole experience. So does this sound familiar to you? Have you been in a situation where your employer has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they just really don't care about you? If so, you may be a candidate for owning your own business. Here's another one. Are you a sales and marketing or business development representative? And do you have just some absolutely unattainable goals that have been handed down to you? I mean, I know so many great people who work for a company and that company is just using them. They're just grinding them up, just spitting them out. They're given unreachable goals. You work yourself to a frenzy. You work yourself sick. And you can't make the numbers. And they know you can't make the numbers. And then you get reprimanded for it. I'd like to ask you a question. Why are you still there? Why do you continue to be abused like that? Why? You could be working for yourself and working toward your goals and building your business. And you could set aggressive yet attainable goals, and you could be building your business incrementally year over year over year. Here's one. Are you a nursing home administrator or assisted living executive director? Let me tell you what, I have total respect, 100% respect for anyone in that position. I think it may be the most difficult position in the United States of America. And did you know that I was a nursing home administrator and executive director at the assisted living level, both? And I know that when I was an administrator, I'll tell you what, the one thing that I loved about the position, I loved my residents. I loved them. And I cried when one of them would pass away. It was like I just lost a family member. Very upsetting. I loved my seniors. I loved my residents. But I'll tell you what, as an administrator, I felt like everyone was just shooting arrows at me. It's just how I felt. Your company is constantly on you about performance. The state is always coming at you. I mean, always coming at you, shooting arrows at you with surveys, complaints, and deficiencies. The families are complaining about the smallest of things, even though you're trying your absolute hardest and you are doing a good job. You feel like you just can't win. If that's you, and I know there are a lot of people listening to this saying, that's me. Maybe it's time for you to consider owning your own business and taking matters into your own hands. Maybe you're at that fork in the road that I found myself in. And you're getting just ground up by your company in a sales position. Or you're just being treated poorly because you're in a big system and you're just a number. And they prove time and time again that you don't really mean anything to them. If that is the case, if I'm talking to you, reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting at 833-SCC-FRAN, 833-SCC-FRAN. You can also go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, click on the Franchise tab, and let's talk, and let's see if this makes sense for you. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So let me just wrap up the program here by talking about the placement service and our business model. It is impressive. It is different in a very good way. Let me just jump in here. So with Senior Care Consulting, I like to say that we offer a placement service with integrity. So we meet with our clients. We conducted proprietary geriatric care assessment. So we have to know what we're looking for before we conduct our research, right? So we ask a ton of questions, really good questions. We have to answer the five big points. What level of care do we need? What type of care? Payment method, it's all so expensive. Location parameters, any personal preferences and needs. It also answers quite a few other questions, but we got to have those, at least the big five there, right? Now we have a detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. And then at that point, we research the entire marketplace, all of it, and we narrow it to our top options. Then the next step, I said, this is a red carpet service. We do roll out the red carpet for our clients. The next step is we're going to take a tour of the top communities with our clients. When we're there, we're going to get a good look and see everything that we need to see. And then we ask a lot of questions on behalf of our clients. And I'll tell you what, I've been an administrator and executive director. So I think I look at this differently than most folks. And this is exactly what I did with my own grandparents. It's exactly what I did. The process is the same. So I ask a lot of questions that most people would never even know to ask. So we're just gathering a lot of really, really useful and helpful information. And again, we see everything we need to see. We're in and out of each place in about an hour. The whole thing just takes a few hours of our client's time. To put that in perspective, if people are doing this on their own, they're spending 50 to 100 hours running around, looking at all these places. Not sure exactly what they're doing, but they're trying to do their very best. Our clients are done in just a few hours, so we save them an unbelievable amount of time. But the top benefit, the primary benefit, is the information. We create a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspections. So now our clients have a wealth of objective information on the top places meeting their exact needs, and now they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what it's all about for us. We help people make one of the biggest decisions and most important decisions they will ever make in their entire lifetime. This is a deeply personal service. And I'm so proud of the way that we're able to help our clients. I'm so proud. I want to explain to you the business model. Again, we offer a placement service with integrity. Our clients pay us a reasonable flat fee for service to walk with them, to walk alongside them through this search and selection process. Okay, so they would retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. This is the process that we help our clients through, the search and selection process, helping them make the best decision they could possibly make. So the other side of that is we don't receive any compensation from any provider. I have not received one single penny from any provider over all of these years, not a penny. And believe me, I've been offered the moon. I've been offered Chiefs tickets. And if you know anything about football, you can't hardly get Chiefs tickets these days. I mean, the prices are astronomical. I've been offered Chiefs tickets. I've been offered airfare for my wife and I to Hawaii. One lady had a stack of 100 crispy dollar bills, not 100 of them. There are 15 crispy $100 bills waving it. I mean, the bribery is unbelievable. I said, no, thank you. I'm paid by my client. I don't receive reimbursement from you. I consider that to be a gross conflict of interest. And it is. It's a gross conflict of interest. If I recommend a place and then that place hands me $1,500 or airfare to Hawaii worth thousands or Chiefs tickets or whatever, then I just lost all of my credibility. I lost my objectivity. I lost it all. In my opinion, to be paid by the places that you recommend is a gross conflict of interest, and I'll never have anything to do with that. So if you own your own business and you have a senior care consulting business in your market, you will stand out in your market in a very good way. You will be unique and not just another run-of-the-mill, ho-hum, copycat free referral service. And trust me, those services are not free at all. They're getting paid a mint. They are receiving enormous compensation from a limited number of providers willing to pay them up to 100% of the first month's cost. I had one of my clients say, Steve, that's interesting. In that model, I'm the product. And I'm like, you know what? That's a really good way to say that. Yeah, that's a really, really good way to look at it. You are the product. So if this is resonating with you, if you work in the business of senior care and any of those stories, any of those experiences, if that's you and you find yourself looking at it right in the center of that fork in the road and you want to explore what it looks like to own your own business, and if you're interested in operating and offering a placement service with integrity, reach out. Let's have a conversation. All of the major primary markets are wide open for you right now at 833-SCC-FRAN. That's 833-722-3726. Or you could go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Go to the franchise tab. There's a contact form there. Reach out. Either way, it's fine with me. And let's have a conversation. Let's see if it makes sense. And if it does, let's move you forward to owning your own business, not being under the thumb of some corporation or some job that where you're building their dream. It has nothing to do with you, and they don't really care about you. Okay, let's do this. Give me a call. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.